Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcast. This week's podcast is by Dr. Tom Bradley, Faculty Emeritus from the Shippensburg University Special Education Department.
The personal reference in the question, "Why am I a Catholic?" makes this sound to me like a small and not very important question. Other people more important and interesting than I should be asked that question. And besides, in a lifetime there are literally thousands of reasons one could give. Would you like to sit there and listen while I list each of them? I didn't think you would. On the other hand, if people could find truth, love, beauty, and unity, and find them to an ultimate level of fulfillment, surely they would have found contentment as well. That is the gospel message. That is the Catholic Church. G.K. Chesterton once described it this way: "The Catholic Church speaks as if it were a real messenger, refusing to tamper with a real message." For 2,000 years, the Catholic Church has brought to all of humankind the message of the truth about God, His love, what real beauty is, and the call to unity in that truth. When that message is not popular within a society or among the powerful, and when other institutions rush to modify their message in order to please fashionable trends, the Catholic Church refuses to tamper with the real message it has received from the Holy Spirit. When one understands the Catholic Church as it truly is, that is, as a spiritual and transcendent institution with intimate unity to the Holy Trinity, then one can begin to grasp its real significance. It is bigger than you and me. It is bigger than any political issue. It is bigger than any international conflict or event. It is bigger than the universe itself. The Catholic Church stands with God astride all of these. Yet Holy Mother, the Church is always there for anyone of us who wishes to come to her. In the narrative of my own life, there is an episode that might be useful. Early in my adult life, my interests and readings led me to what might be called the conservative wing of the Church. As my experiences grew, I sensed that they were less interested in truth than with selected issues that they personally disputed. I then became enamored with the social causes eloquently espoused by the liberal wing. As time passed, they seemed less interested in truth than with political issues. Next, I looked confidently towards the center for a reassuring presence. And to my surprise, I was shocked. I found no wing of the Church there. Where was my Catholic Church, I asked myself. I was looking in the wrong places. The Church was just where it was supposed to be, in its magisterium, in its teaching authority. That authoritative teaching is neither conservative nor liberal, neither of the right nor of the left nor of the center. The Catholic Church is with God in all His truth, love, beauty, and unity, and delivering the gospel message to the world with His sure guidance. Come and listen.